Coffee's really good. It's bold and smooth, never bitter. Roasted in small batches and shipped to order. Minutemen Coffee never fails to deliver on time with the freshest roasts available. Minutemen Coffee supports our first responders, our constitutional sheriffs, and our veteran and military servicemen and women throughout the country through various charities. I'm proud to partner with Minutemen Coffee and excited to share them with you. Minutemen Coffee subscription plans are top-notch and easy to manage on your terms. Go right now to MinutemenCoffee.com and get your freedom-loving coffee today. That's MinutemenCoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code Charlie at MinutemenCoffee.com to get 15% off your first order. If you know somebody involved in homeschooling their kids, this is a message you will want to take note of. Acelus is an online learning system that is spreading rapidly from school to school throughout the United States because it has been proven effective in helping students learn. Acelus is now making this powerful learning system available to parents that are homeschooling their children at an affordable price. The program is called Acelus Power Homeschool. Check it out at powerhomeschool.org or search for Power Homeschool. For one affordable monthly fee, your students have access to over 400 courses covering all subjects K through 12. There is even a reading program for preschoolers. Imagine children reading before they even turn five. Check it out at powerhomeschool.org and tell them Charlie sent you. It's Acelus Power Homeschool, so check it out right now. At powerhomeschool.org, a lot of people are going to be teaching from home, and this is the place to get started, powerhomeschool.org.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan. GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is celebrating the full FDA approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine.
The president says for people holding out until there is final approval, it has now happened.
The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination and get it today.
The president says more people are getting vaccinated.
The pace of our vaccination effort has saved over 100,000 lives and have prevented more than 450,000 hospitalizations. This is critical progress when we need to move faster.
The president called on Americans to finish the job with science, facts, and confidence. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is fighting a virulent outbreak in that state, and he's again reiterating that the decision on masks at school is legally up to the parents.
When the legislature did the Parents' Bill of Rights, this is exactly one of the reasons why they did it, because they looked and they understood certain things really should be decided by the parents and not decided by the government.
New York City, however, is mandating that public school teachers and other staffers will have to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Mayor Bill de Blasio says mandates will be in effect by September 27th.
This policy is moving forward and this mandate will be in place.
It is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's final day in office as he steps down after sexual harassment allegations and questions about nursing home deaths due to COVID-19. But he's not going without a few parting shots. Cuomo says his case was politicized.
When government politicizes allegations and the headlines condemn without facts, you undermine the justice system. And that doesn't serve women, and it doesn't serve men or society.
Cuomo will be replaced by Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. On Wall Street, the Dow by 215 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada reaches a milestone in its battle against COVID-19 as the Silver State tops the 50% mark for the vaccination of eligible residents. Data released Friday by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services shows nearly 1.34 million vaccinations completed. Just over 50% for Nevadans 12 and older that are eligible for the shots. Meanwhile, Nevada's 14-day test positivity rate continues to decline, dropping 0.3% to 14.9 after reaching a high of 16.3 back on August 13th. Federal and state eviction moratoriums may have been a lifeline for renters, but just released study reports the measures have hurt landlords and the Nevada economy. A report by RCG Economics says the economic activity generated by Nevada's rental industry, it dropped by some $511 million last year. That's a 9% drop from 2019. Now, the report said some smaller landlords, those with up to three units, they took the biggest hit. They lost about $1,800 per unit.
KMCQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just check the traffic cams. Backups downtown begin around Main Street there on the 515 eastbound at the Spaghetti Bowl as those lane restrictions limit the traffic flows through there. Also bumper-to-bumper, 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 northbound at Pecos, and reduced speeds Interstate 15 north at Sahara.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local. Good to have you with us for a Monday. I am so excited. By the way, this is a big day because this is the day that the FDA has given its approval to the Pfizer vaccine. This is not an emergency use thing. This is doctors can prescribe it. Pfizer can advertise it. And the president held a little press briefing to talk about that. One thing, though, that we do know is that 29% of America has not yet been vaccinated. That's like 82 million Americans still have not been vaccinated. Joining us, as he does every Monday, and I'm so excited to have him with us, he is Victor Jakes. He is three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You heard all that. The Pfizer move and the FDA move, will it move the needle? I mean, will it get people? Is there a segment of society out there of that 82 million that say, I'm not going to do anything until it's approved by the FDA?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, I don't necessarily know if it's a large segment, but I think there are people who were concerned about the shots and wanted to kind of wait and see how things developed. I mean, honestly, I was kind of one of those people. You look at it and you say, well, my personal risk is pretty low. It's not going to do me any harm to wait a few months. I think what we've seen has been pretty overwhelmingly positive. I mean, hundreds of millions of shots have gone out, not just in this country, but throughout the world. Yes, there have been some really unfortunate side effects, but if you balance that out against the risk of COVID-19, I think the vaccines have performed extremely well.
What about, and again, you have a military background, you have deployed, and I guess my question is, the fact that they want to do the military and they want to make this widespread throughout the military, first of all, is it going to make that much of a difference?
Well, yeah, probably.
Well, no. The reason I ask is that you've been abroad, so I imagine you've had the slew of vaccinations. Yep. That you get when you deploy abroad. Is it going to be that much of a difference because a lot of folks are abroad?
Well, I mean, I think the difference is it's become, you know, very political in some respects. And, you know, you look and say, oh, the hepatitis A vaccine is required. Well, we've had the hepatitis A vaccine for however many decades. And, I think the concern is just, you know, there's a segment of people who don't want to get it right now. And basically the government's saying, well, you're going to get this or you're going to lose your job. And, you know, your job happens to be defending the country. So I think that most people, if you said, you know, your job or the vaccine, would get the vaccine. I know certainly there will be some people who won't choose to get it. But, you know, it's also true that the military requires a number of vaccines. I remember in basic training, I had a little chart. Everyone, you know, basically all 250 of us were lined up, and we had a little chart, and we just, you know, handed it to the medic or whoever it was, and they picked out whatever they were going to jab you with, and they jabbed you, and you walked on, and, mandatory vaccines is a part of the military.
And that's, just so I know, it's legal at this point to be able to go to each and every member of the armed forces and say, you got to have it or else we're going to throw you in the brig or whatever.
You know, I'm sure there are going to be challenges to it. And I would guess actually that the ones that haven't received the full approval are going to have a tougher case to make in regards to saying, you know, you have to have this or you're out of the military. I think, you know, having the approval, the full FDA approval, is going to give them a better legal case. But I would certainly suspect there will be some legal challenges coming.
Now the question is it going to get better? And if so, how good does it have to get before we know that we're okay, that we're going to be able to defeat not only COVID-19, but the Delta variant? We've always heard about 70% herd immunity. Is that true or not true?
I think at this point that's not true. I think you're going to see the coronavirus turn into something that's more seasonal, more akin to the flu. And, you know, basically what we have is that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about it, you know, any more than you would worry about the flu, really. And if you're unvaccinated, they're just, you know, Nevada's kind of coming out of our summer peak. Just like we had last year, we had a summer peak. I fully, you know, expect that we will have a winter peak of the Delta virus, and it will once again be concentrated among the, you know, the unvaccinated. So I don't think, you know, if success is zero COVID, we're not reaching it. I mean, I just don't think that's going to happen. You could have everyone in the U.S. vaccinated, and there's, you know, 6 billion people outside our borders, and the large majority of them are not vaccinated. This is highly contagious, as we all know. And I think it's something we are just going to have to learn to live with, and people are going to have to, you know, take whatever risks they feel comfortable with. I certainly encourage folks to look at the vaccine, and if you're, you know, over 50, I really encourage you to get it. If you're under 50, I think, you know, what we've seen with the Delta variant is it's a lot more contagious and more likely to wind you up in the hospital or worse than it, you know, than the original variant was. But I don't think we're getting rid of the coronavirus.
Will you, rather than read between the lines, will you be getting it?
I've had the vaccine.
Okay.
So I did. I got it. I'm happy I got it. For me, the kind of the increase in cases with Delta, and then looking at the higher number of hospitalizations, convinced me it was the time to do it, along with the fact that, you know, I was not an early adapter. By the time I took it, I mean, probably 150 million people have been vaccinated. And so, you know, again, I just think people should look at the data. You know, I think it's been kind of turned into this proxy question of, do you believe Dr. Fauci? I mean, I don't believe Dr. Fauci. I think he's been terrible throughout the pandemic, but, you know, I don't think you should make your decision about vaccination based on what he says. I think you should look at the data, and, I mean, the data is a lot more concerning now. I mean, it's always been concerning if you're 60 plus, 65 plus. It's always been very concerning, but the Delta variant has made it much more concerning for people in younger age groups, you know, young, healthy adults. And that's where I found myself, and that's what I ended up doing.
And that brings us to the next question, which is, what about the booster? They're now saying that we might need a booster, that the if efficacy, as they like to call it, the efficiency, if you will, of the COVID-19 vaccines wane with time. Not a lot, from like 95% to 91%. But what about the booster? Is this just a marketing tool or something? Are they just trying to sell more vaccine?
You know, I'm not that cynical, although I certainly can be cynical. I think there's some evidence for it. They, you know, from what I've read, it sounds like, you know, in the U.S. we put them pretty close together. And in places like England, where they spread the shots more apart, they seem to have generated a better response to the vaccine in terms of creating antibodies or whatever it is that, you know, vaccine is supposed to create. And so, yeah, I think we're kind of in a wait and see moment on that. I think we just kind of got to see what the, you know, what comes out. If it's something where it's like, you know, look, you know, if you get the booster or there's a chance you'll get sick, you know, then I think that changes things. If it's just, you know, or, you know, the vaccine wears off entirely and you better get a booster or it doesn't do anything. I mean, those are two entirely different scenarios. I think we've got to figure out which one is which.
If we have to go through this whole thing again, if it turns out that a year, you know, like 6 months from now, we find out that the vaccine doesn't work at all after a year and a half, I'm going to be really mad. I'm going to be PO'd.
Yeah, I think, I mean, my personal belief, and I mean, this is certainly not an informed scientist, but my personal belief is that basically everyone is going to get the coronavirus at some point, vaccinated or not. And you should decide. I mean, if you know you're going to get the coronavirus, do you want to take it, get it when you're vaccinated and the, you know, the effects are, you know, much less and your chances of going to the hospital are practically zero? Or do you want to take the chances where your, you know, chances of getting hospitalized are much greater? But I think, you know, what you're seeing with the breakthrough infections and just knowing that this is going to keep keep evolving out in the wild. My belief is the vast majority of people will get coronavirus, and it's just a matter of, you know, are you vaccinated or are you not in terms of how badly it affects you.
And at that point, when everybody's had it, does that mean we're all going to have, quote, herd immunity or test positive for antibodies?
Yeah, I think at some point you'll see something close to that. I mean, I think, you know, I think the idea of herd immunity is it just doesn't spread. And so maybe that happens with the coronavirus, but I just don't think you're going to have enough people throughout the world vaccinated. And then, you know, you've got kids, and what do you do with kids? And, you know, fortunately, kids aren't at great risk from getting the coronavirus. But, you know, I think people are going to be a lot more hesitant to vaccinate their children when their risk is so low. And so I just think it's going to be seasonal. I think you're going to start seeing it in the Midwest here in the next month or so. I think they'll start seeing it in the Northeast in a couple months. And, you know, basically you just go back to last year and say, when did it peak in what state? And you're probably going to see something very close to that this year.
More with Victor Jenks coming up. We're going to talk about his column this week over the weekend. It was absolutely spot on. And it's one that was a... I didn't know where he was going when I started reading the thing. I didn't know where he was going. And then when he got there, I was like, yes! More with Victor Jakes coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Here in Nevada, good health care can be hard to come by. Many of us rely on getting the right prescription drugs. Imagine, your doctor prescribes you the medicine they think will work best for you. But then the government steps in and says no. DC liberals are pushing a plan to allow the government to limit which drugs patients have access to, giving the government a bigger say in your healthcare than your own personal doctor. Who do you want making your healthcare decisions? You and your doctor, or government bureaucrats? Senator Catherine Cortez Masto just voted for a budget that could put bureaucrats in charge of your medications. Call Senator Catherine Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose any changes to Medicare or other programs that would limit access to prescription drugs. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's so good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Victor Jakes joining us as he does every Monday. The three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll get to his column that came out over the weekend in just a minute, but I want to finish off this whole COVID-19 stuff, the pandemic stuff. And we know that we're getting towards the end of the Sisolak bribe, trying to get folks to get the vaccine. They'll be around for a $1 million payout, a check for $1 million. From the Vax Nevada thing, and I keep going back to this. If I thought stuff like this would work, I'd say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Is there any evidence, Victor, at all, that this thing is working? That people are saying $1 million? Well, where do I get jabbed?
No, not really. I mean, the best evidence is you could say that the. You know, there has been a little bit of an increase in the vaccines, or at least the slowing in the decline. But I think that's much more attributable to the, you know, basically the seriousness of the Delta variant that people are looking at and saying, oh, well, you know, I probably shouldn't put it off any longer. I don't mind the Vax Nevada days. Obviously, I think it pretty much has been basically a failure, but, at least they're trying something, you know, at least they're not turning to the same PR firm that they've been working with for this whole thing and say, you know, here's a $2 million, go blow it on billboards. I don't think it really worked, but yeah, I can't fall too badly for at least trying something.
And trying something that's kind of outside the box, even though other states were doing it. We were not the first state to do this. The fact is, though, at least we were trying something. My question is, could we have done this whole thing differently with a different message, with different branding? Could we have done this thing differently?
Yeah, I really don't think it's a branding issue. I mean, this is probably the most covered news story of the last year, aside from maybe the presidential election. I mean, if you don't know about it, I don't know how you're going to reach somebody. So at this point, I think it's a more matter of people being comfortable with it. You know, I think it's, you know, the outreach they've done where they've tried to identify kind of community leaders within certain groups of people. That I think would be a lot more effective than just kind of the mass advertisements. Because we've had lots of just kind of generic coverage, and you know, and for some people it's worked, and obviously a lot of people haven't decided to get the vaccine. So I just think, you know, kind of this broad coverage just isn't really working.
I've got to ask you, because of your experience in the military, what you have seen in Afghanistan, is there anything? I know there, the Biden administration and the president himself trying to say that the pace has accelerated. But my question is it accelerating enough that we're going to be able to get out of there on August 31st? And any arbitrary deadline, is it that important, 31st of August?
Well, no, obviously not. I mean, the idea that we're going to leave people behind if they aren't able to run the gauntlet and get into the Kabul airport by August 31st is crazy. I mean, it's just another failure of the Biden administration. And I think what